New England Northwest.
25 minutes to 8 o'clock on The Breakfast Show, and great to have you along today. More local news coming your way at 8:30, and we continue to hear more, I guess, on that announcement yesterday with conditions of the Shenhua watermark approval. Now, it will be the tale of two Adams today as the city of Moree plays host to a special meet and greet between two men with the same name. It's a casual catch-up for the namesakes, and it should be a bit of fun too. So let's see if there are any nerves before they lay eyes on each other later today. Adam Marshall is the state member for the Northern Tablelands. Good morning, Adam Marshall. Good morning, Adam Marshall.
Hello, Anna. How are you?
Well, we're going to get confused for sure, because we've got two Adam Marshalls on the phone this morning. And Adam Marshall from the Weather Bureau, of course, is our visiting forecaster in Moree this morning. Good morning, Adam Marshall.
Good morning, Anna. I was almost ready to jump in there when there was a slight pause. So I thought that might have been my opportunity to slip into Parliament or something like that.
Is it as easy as that, Adam Marshall?
I don't know. I think predicting the weather might be a little bit more difficult, but I can say both professions, I think, get blamed for a lot of things, so I don't think it would matter either way.
Well, you might have a lot in common today when you do get to finally catch up in person. If you are a fan of your local ABC, it probably hasn't escaped your attention that we do have two Adam Marshalls in the region at the moment. So, Adam, we'll go to you at the Bureau first. Were you aware of your political namesake before arriving in the New England Northwest?
Actually, I was. I think when Adam first got elected, people were pointing it out to me, and they were sort of... I was actually down in Victoria at the time, so I sort of thought, oh, that's interesting that there's a namesake, but I'll probably never ever get to meet him at all. And then when I moved into the region here just about a month ago, that was basically all people were talking about.
Well, your dream will come true today. And I guess what sorts of reactions and conversations have you had with people in Moree once they realised your name was Adam Marshall?
Yeah, look, I think they sort of, the moment I said the name to them, there was always like a bit of a pause, because you could just sort of see them thinking, oh, we know he's a politician, but is it the same person sort of thing? And I haven't got into any great depth of discussion with people about it, but you could just sort of see it really sort of twig their mind and got them thinking.
Well, to the state member for New England, Adam Marshall, I understand you've had actually a couple of people come into your office asking whether you've also been working for the Weather Bureau whilst Michael Glasson was away. How often has this happened?
This is happening a lot. It actually happened last night. I got to Moree last night and was out having some dinner before the State of Origin, and a couple of people quite seriously asked me how I had so much time to be doing the weather on ABC in the morning. And I had a tough time to sort of convince them that it actually wasn't me.
Well, we're here to tell people that it is true. There are two Adam Marshalls.
That's right. Not only two Adam Marshalls, but two Adam John Marshalls.
No.
They've got exactly the same full name as well. Very strange.
That is very strange. Well, you are in Moree today. You'll be heading along to the Weather Bureau to meet Adam Marshall. How nervous are you to meet your name doppelganger?
I'm not nervous. I'm actually pretty excited about it. I've never met anyone else that with the same name. So it's not an incredibly rare name, but it's not one that you come across all that often. So it is interesting. Well, I think the other Adam is slightly younger than me, not much. And I think from what I've heard, Adam wears glasses as well. So I can understand why people would get confused and it would be a bit tough for people. But no, it'd be good to meet, get a couple of photos and just prove once and for all that there are two Adam Marshalls in the region, and Adam at the Weather does not have a double life as a politician, and I certainly know absolutely nothing about the weather aside from it's cold, hot, it's rainy, or it's not. And that's about the extent of it.
Well, Adam Marshall, you'll be throwing open the bureau doors at your local for your local state member today. Will you be putting on a fancy spread, maybe some Monte Carlo bickies or a melting moment, a scone perhaps?
Actually, I did duck down to the supermarket last night, and I've got some blueberry muffins here for Adam when he arrives. There's also a few little chockies about, so... yeah, look, hopefully that will be up to scratch, otherwise I'll have to make another duck down to the supermarket at some stage. But yeah, I'm sort of quite excited too about having the other Adam Marshall come here today. It's just something I didn't expect to happen while I was
here at Moree.
Well, Adam, being a man of science, are two Adam Marshalls better than one?
I think so. I think we can actually cover each other both in politics and in the weather here. Like, if for example, people aren't happy with the weather that's been discussed, I was going to say I can palm it to him, but that's probably not a good situation for Adam, but we could maybe cover each other's shadows a little bit.
On a serious note, Adam Marshall, you were keen to catch up with Adam whilst you were in Moree today, and how important is the Met Office and I guess the service it provides to the community of Moree and the wider region for your electorate?
Oh, absolutely vital. I mean, our region relies so heavily on agriculture. It plays such an important role in our local economy and the state and the nation, so the information that the other Adam provides is vital, but also the network of bureau radars and information gathering is absolutely crucial. But I'm just hoping after today that I can stop being blamed for the weather. I'm happy to take to cop criticism for everything else, but please don't blame me for the weather. So hopefully after today we might be able to put that one to bed. But as Adam said, hopefully we can cover each other. That'll be good.
Well, Adam John Marshall's multiplied. Thank you so much for being great sports today, and enjoy your cup of tea and blueberry muffins.
Thanks, Anna.
No worries. Thanks, Anna.
Adam Marshall. And Adam Marshall on The Breakfast Show this morning, and they will finally meet in Moree today as state member for Northern Tablelands. Adam Marshall visits the Weather Bureau's Adam Marshall at the Met Office. So it should be the coming together of two very different men with the exact same name, including the middle name as well. So a bit of fun today, and great sports for getting involved this morning.
Time travelling cyborgs from the future. It doesn't get any more geeky than that. So the boys from Nerdzilla had to go and see Terminator Genesis. It's the fifth movie in Arnie's epic sci-fi franchise. But is it worth watching? Can it redeem the series?